The trans community was recently in the spotlight when the Texas legislature attempted to pass its so-called bathroom bill in the Senate. SB 6 would have required individuals to use restrooms in public schools and government buildings that align with the gender on their birth certificate. That bill and a subsequent bill in the special session failed to make it to the governor's desk. Trans children face other challenges than just figuring out which bathroom to use. I recently attended an event in San Antonio that served to educate and celebrate the trans community. The Esperanza Peace and Justice Center was buzzing with activity on a recent weekend. Representatives from Planned Parenthood, the City of San Antonio's Metro Health Department, the San Antonio Gender Association, and other groups were passing out pamphlets, pencils, condoms, and other swag to spread their respective message. The event was called Son Tus Niños También, They're Your Kids Too, a trans kids back-to-school workshop. Mabel Diaz is a 29-year-old with slicked back, jet black hair, and cool yellow shades. She identifies as queer and non-binary, which means she doesn't necessarily identify as female or male. Diaz says these events are vital to young people who feel isolated and alone.
We have to let the community know that there are spaces like this for them to come. You know, trans children, trans young adults, it's like trans people in general, they're always like pushed to the peripherals, and we want to like open up the space to let them know that there is places for them to come and thrive and like build community with people who want to build community with them.
Diaz knows that being public with your sexuality, if it falls outside the so-called norm, could mean trouble.
When we're out, when we're, like, visible, we are subjecting, I don't want, like, we might be subjecting ourselves to violence. So that's something that we have to, like, prepare for. And by keeping our heads up, we're letting people know, like, we're not going to step down. We're not going to be scared. We're not going to go back in the closet. We're here.
Leo Castillo is a short 20-year-old typical college student wearing a T-shirt, jeans, and baseball cap. Glancing at his lightly bearded face, you wouldn't know that he was born a female. Leo says he knew he was different when he was 4 years old. But he didn't come out to his parents until he was 15. But up to that point, it was a struggle defining who he really was.
All throughout my life, I have like never come across anybody in the LGBT community. So it was very new to me, but my parents always raised me. And if they said, hey, if this is how you are, if you're gay, if you're lesbian, if you're whatever, we're still going to accept you. We're still going to love you. And I thought that was pretty cool. But it was always just society, you know, always backlashing the LGBT community. So it was always out of constant fear, but I was just tired of it. And I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to come out and do it, and I'm going to live my life.
Leo's mom, Lori Castillo, says she and her family noticed Leo was different from his two sisters.
From the time he could express himself, he did so through his clothing. He did so through his toys. We went with it. You know, it was almost like a pick your battles. It wasn't that important what he was wearing. Or what, you know, what he wanted for Christmas or what he birthday party he wanted. And so, you know, my husband was really big on just let him wear whatever he wants. Who cares? We, you know, I gave birth to three daughters, and we always said that I have two daughters and a son. So it was almost like a joke. And then it kind of like the joke was on us, because at 16 he kind of said, I'm transgender. And at that point I really wasn't sure what it was. It took him coming to me with a bunch of information saying, can you read this, please? And then once I read it, it was like all of it made sense.
Lori adds that her path to activism, like publicly opposing SB 6, was a natural instinct.
As a mother, of course, I'm going to always protect my son, and I'm going to fight for him. No one is going to get in my kid's way of living his life, you know, the way that he was meant to live it.
Marcy Chun is a high school student who fidgets with her long brown hair, eventually tucking it into a trucker cap. During a roundtable session, she said that the most positive thing about her transition came out of the most negative.
So my school, there used to be this really, really terrible guidance counselor. I mean, just in my opinion, almost all the advice he gave out was bad. And I came up to him like, hey, I don't know what to do. He's the guidance counselor. He should know what to say. And he basically said, don't ever come out. He told me that only rich people could come out because they could afford to protect themselves and get surgery, and it was the worst thing I had ever heard. It wasn't coming out to my parents I needed help with, it was coming out at school that I went to him for. And he said, don't ever come out because I'll never be safe if I do.
It's safe to say Marcy came out strong, and she also noted that the guidance counselor no longer works at her school. The trans community still has a long road ahead to acceptance beyond the walls of the Esperanza, but the predominant feeling among those in attendance was hope. and maybe the road to tolerance won't be so long after all. Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.